This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, just in case you were wondering, China has now congratulated Vladimir Putin on his election victory. Of course, Vladimir Putin, Mr. Democracy, evidently won big. And that's not breaking news. That's actually news that we knew in advance because it was obvious what was happening there. And of course, being very harsh against any opposition in Russia. But China just wanted to send him their best wishes, I guess. And we're not surprised, are we? Something else we're not surprised about? The fact that the media and so many pundits have now jumped onto this phrase that Donald Trump used at a rally. And here we go again. It's Donald Trump says something that the media actually uses, phraseology, and then suddenly he is predicting or threatening a, quote, bloodbath in the nation if he doesn't get elected. But is that what he said? Is that the context? Well, it really doesn't matter to so many in the media because they're just going to run with this, folks. And so what do we know about Donald Trump? There's going to be a bloodbath, and he's going to be a dictator, and on it goes. Folks, welcome to the program. Monday morning, here we are with you bright and early, heading into the 4 o'clock, hour number 4, which is the 5 o'clock hour in the East. So if you're just waking up, just getting ready for your day, getting ready for a Monday, we're glad that you're there, glad to be along with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to opine this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. Now, typically, because it's Monday morning, we typically talk with Frank Salvato here in this part of the program for the first three segments of hour number 4. Unfortunately, Frank is feeling a little under the weather this morning, so he's not going to be joining us, but he assures me that he will be back on Friday, and so we wish him the very, very best, of course, and I'd let him know that I would let the listeners know that he was just feeling under the weather this morning, and so I know that you join me in our well wishes for Frank Salvato. Don't forget, though, his website is undergroundusa.com. That's undergroundusa.com. There's a link right there on the homepage of KyleWarrenShow.com. Brand new link, by the way. We've been doing some reconstruction there, including some links for GCN, the Wizards at GCN. They have our new live link that plays the show over and over the previous program until we go live. So it's going to be very convenient for you, I think. So check that out as well. But check out Frank's website, undergroundusa.com. He's also author of the book Nullification. You can find that book on Amazon as well. So in the absence of Frank, be sure to check out his website, check out his book, and he's going to be back with us for sure on Friday. So again, our best wishes to get well soon go out to Frank Salvato this morning. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number you can call if you'd like to opine. As I mentioned, now I mentioned this in hour number 1 in the intro. I think it bears repeating because we get so many more people, of course, as we move through the program. And that is, here in California, of course, the great Adam Schiff, you know, I'm using that term loosely here, you know, the great Adam Schiff, he's running for Senate, and he will be running against Steve Garvey. But Adam Schiff has these campaign commercials that you can't get away from, right? I mean, I don't know what's, you know, I guess I'm a little thankful because I don't have to see the Katie Porter commercials right now. So that's actually a plus. But But Adam Schiff, of course, he's going to be running his campaign commercials. And in his campaign commercial, he talks about how wonderful he is and so forth, as you might imagine. And then at the end of the commercial, he sort of goes around with the things that he's going to do. And he's going to, I'm just paraphrasing here. He's going to protect democracy, this stuff like that, right? And then he says, at the end of the commercial, he says, "That's why we fight." And I'm thinking, no, wait a minute. Hold the phone. If there's a phone, hold it. Because is he going to fight us? What's happening here? That sounds like some pretty violent imagery coming from Adam Schiff. And so I don't know what to make of that. I mean, does that mean that there's going to be some bad consequences or if we don't vote for him or if we don't take him seriously or something like that? And so you see where I'm getting at, don't you, folks? You know exactly where I'm going with this. Because Donald Trump was talking about car manufacturing and happened to use the term bloodbath having to do with the economic fallout of what he was talking about. But the media have now seized upon this. Not only is he going to be a dictator, but he's threatening a bloodbath if he doesn't get elected. Let's, for context's sake, because that's what we'll do on this program, let's listen to what Donald Trump had to say at this rally. Listen in.
34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and they think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Well, you know, folks, he's not talking about having an actual bloodbath in the country. If you notice the context of all that, he's talking about the fallout of these automobiles being sold and if they're able to take over the market, this kind of stuff. He's not talking about having a fight in a physical sense. He's using a figure of speech, same figure of speech that the media have been using to discuss what happened at the RNC recently. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you, Monday edition. Come right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Edition continues to race by. I cannot explain it, folks. There is no scientific formula to really explain it, but this program just really goes by very, very quickly. And hour number one, hour number two, hour number three, hour number four, as we're continuing through at this very moment. What our hope is with that is that it does make your Monday morning go by a little bit faster. We get you ready, get you going for the day. If you're just now waking up, starting to get ready for your day, or if your work day is starting to end because you've been working overnight through the overnights in America. And so either way, we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're along with us. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. And Wally let us know earlier that he tried the new live link from GCN, and he says it's working great. So that's wonderful to know. And thanks again, Wally. We mentioned that just a little earlier back in the program. And once again, folks, typically at this time of the morning on Mondays, we are talking with Frank Salvato, our good friend, of course, from undergroundusa.com and also author of the book Nullification. He's feeling a little under the weather this morning, so he's going to be joining us again for his regular time on Friday. But be sure to head over to undergroundusa.com. Check out all the great stuff Frank has over there. Also, you can find his book on Amazon, among other places, of course. And that, of course, is the book called Nullification. And we always enjoy talking with Frank. But again, I know that we all wish him well, and we'll be talking with him again on Friday. You know, we often talk about the border with Frank Salvato, among other many, many other things, of course. This particular story from Newsmax, Hezbollah terrorist, a self-admitted member of the Hezbollah terrorist organization, again, this from Newsmax,
was reportedly caught by U.S. Border Patrol earlier this month. We mentioned this briefly with Denise Simon as well. He's coming over from Lebanon during Ramadan and heading for New York to conduct a terrorist bombing. Basel El-Badi, 22 years old, was stopped crossing the border illegally March 9th near El Paso, Texas, and admitted to plotting a terrorist attack in New York City. The New York Post reported on Sunday. He said, "I'm going to try to make a bomb," according to a Border Patrol document reviewed by the Post. Again, folks, we don't know how many people are coming across the border illegally, some smuggled across, walk across, whatever it is, I don't know, hop, skip, and jump across, I don't know. But it seems to me, and again, all joking aside, this is somebody who had been trained by Hezbollah in a training entitled Jihad. It just, you know, we can't make this stuff up. But this is one person that we know about. Christopher Wray, of course, has been sounding the alarm about possible ties of people coming across to ISIS. So, you know, this is another person that now we actually know about. How many others? And I don't think it's a small handful. I'm afraid that it would be significant. But yet the Biden administration goes merrily along doing everything they can to make sure that, for example, states like Texas can't actually do anything to stop this stuff. And again, this is all playing out, and we'll see what the results are ultimately as it will eventually revert back to the Supreme Court again after some of these lower court issues play out. But folks, again, it's chilling. It's unacceptable in our society, in our country. It's unacceptable that these kinds of things are happening. But kudos to the Border Patrol for stopping this person. But the attitude has got to change from the administration. But I'm under no illusions that that's not going to happen anytime soon. You know what they're concerned about? They're not concerned about the border. You know what they're concerned about? They're concerned about the poll numbers. They're concerned about places like Michigan, where they've had some problems lately. This from NBC News. Behind the scenes, Biden is growing angry and anxious about his reelection effort. In a private meeting at the White House in January, allies of the president had just told him that his poll numbers in Michigan and Georgia had dropped over his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas. Both are battleground states. He narrowly won 4 years ago, and he can't afford any backsliding if he is to once again defeat Donald Trump. He began to shout and swear, a lawmaker familiar with the meeting said. That was just a rehearsal for the State of the Union. I'm sure of it. I don't know what else to say about that. Of course, I'm joking, but obviously Biden is not. And the Biden campaign, the Biden administration, whatever, they're not joking when they would rather make sure that they're going to get what they want out of the votes in Michigan and Georgia than to actually stand with Israel, to actually secure the border. God forbid, right? God forbid that there would be a terror attack. What happens if this person who was trained by Hezbollah for 7 years and came across the border and wasn't caught and went to New York City and was able to fashion some kind of explosive and killed people? What would my question would be, what would the Biden administration say then? You know what they'd say? They'd say, well, you know, we really just don't care. I mean, that would be ultimately the message. They wouldn't use those words, but they would say, we really just don't care because we're so much more concerned with all this other stuff that keeps us in power. And I'm not being doom and gloom, really, here on this Monday morning, bright and early. No, I'm not being doom and gloom. But I am expressing the outrage and the indignation and the righteous indignation that I know all of you feel about this kind of thing. And we're together on that. There's no doubt about that. But again, he believed he had been doing what was right, having to do with the Israel-Hamas war. He believed he had been doing what was right, despite the political fallout, he told the group, according to the lawmaker, after he got mad and yelled and screamed. Asked about the episode, Andrew Bates, White House spokesman, said President Biden makes national security decisions based on the country's national security needs alone. No other factor. That's why we're drawing the red line into Rafah, right? That's why you have Chuck Schumer going off and making his cockamamie speech on the Senate floor, which part and parcel would have had to have been approved ahead of time by the White House. To go out and float this, you know, their version of the Chinese spy balloon, I guess. It's just a trial balloon. But give us a break. Now, of course, what I think is also very important is you've got former Senator Joe Lieberman, who said he can't remember anything like this happening. He thought Schumer's statement was a mistake. And then you have, of course, Joe Biden saying, oh, yeah, it was a great speech, basically agreeing with it and telling us everything we need to know about who actually approved this. So Schumer goes out, does his job to throw this monkey wrench into everything. And ergo, they think, oh, now these particular voting groups in Michigan or Georgia, they're going to turn back to Joe Biden because they're going to see that he's finally doing their bidding or what they want vis-a-vis Hamas. But I'll say something I know we pointed out on the weekend show, but, you know, there was no talk of the hostages. There's no talk about anything like that. And Netanyahu comes out, and he's got a very good response to all this. I thought it was very pro. I thought it was right on the money. You know, saying, look, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing, and the Israeli government's doing what it's doing, basically, to do what? To shore up, you know, Netanyahu's political future? No. To make sure that, you know, that he's got his agenda going? No. It's to make sure that the state of Israel persists, that it continues on. I mean, you know, you got people who are literally coming at them for all the marbles. They're not looking to, well, we just want our two-state solution, like Schumer's talking about. They're not saying, you know, we really want to change. We want some change. We really want some relaxations of this, and here's our list of demands that we can negotiate on. Nope, that's not what it is. It's about destroying Israel wholesale. And Netanyahu is not going to let that happen. And for the United States to do what it's doing in this regard is actually shameful. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case if Wade was removed. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for civilian evacuation. A tornado in Ohio resulted in at least 3 fatalities, while another tornado in Indiana caused multiple injuries. Ohio experienced a total of 5 confirmed tornadoes. Additionally, a tornado damaged more than 50 structures in a small town in northern Kentucky, which is located close to the Indiana border. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. The Monday edition continues on. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we've got a lot more to tell you about as we race through this program this morning. And in the next segment, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland. He is the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. And March Madness is upon us. So we're definitely going to be interested to hear what Patrick is going to be telling us about this morning from the sports perspective. And again, he's the host of the Sports Zone here on AM 860, The Answer. And by the way, folks, if you're just joining us this morning, typically at this time we talk with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, and of course, author of the book Nullification. Frank is a little under the weather this morning, but he's going to be back with us on Friday, of course, at his regular time. So in the meantime, be sure to head over to undergroundusa.com. Check out everything over there. And you can find his book as well. You can find it on Amazon. Frank Silvato, author of the book Nullification. So definitely go and check that out as well. All right. Well, folks, I do want to give a couple of shout-outs here to some listener direct messages that we've received. First of all, thanks again to driver Ron this morning in the Denver area for sending in those great requests for Country Music Monday. And we had a couple of great songs, and I know that everybody enjoyed them. And also, of course, I want to thank Mike in Clearwater. He sent us a direct message as well. And it was great to also to hear from Lucy. She listens on 930, The Answer, in Sarasota. She had a great suggestion about some music as well, so we appreciate that, Lucy. But she's also had so many kind words for us. You may recall Lucy had been in the hospital recently. She recently came home and is continuing her convalescence there. And she wrote in and she said, "Your program was my SMH inspiration."
She says, now you're my physical therapy helper. Can't thank you enough. She says, thanks and God bless. And once again, Lucy, I appreciate that message so very much. I know that everybody listening is really very happy about this great progress that you're making. And as I said earlier in the program, for us to have this kind of an impact for you, it is absolutely does my heart good. So thanks for the update, and continue to let us know how you're doing. And we are glad to be along with you. Just to really, it's an amazing thing, and we're very honored. Absolutely. So thank you again, Lucy, for the kind words. We also, folks, continue to take a look at what's happening with this fallout of Donald Trump. And as I mentioned, as we were going out to the break just earlier, you know, this word, here's, you know, and again, the media sets on things, you know, Donald Trump said he was wasn't going to be a dictator, except on day one, you know, which is an obvious, obvious form of just trying to be funny about something. And of course, you can't be funny about that. But he was trying to make like a play on words, like, you know, well, of course, I'm not going to be a dictator, but I would be on day one, meaning he would sign a bunch of executive orders like every other president does on day one. As soon as they're inaugurated, a lot of times they go to start signing some executive orders. I mean, there's a finite period of time to be president, right? You get a 4-year term, and if you get reelected, you get another 4 years. But every single day in those terms is crucial. There's never it's not like, well, next week we'll do this, you know, next week we'll do that. You know, I just kind of hang out for a while. You know, you have to hit the ground running. So that's what he's talking about. And so then he comes up with this thing of, you know, with the car importing and the economy and the effect on U.S. auto workers, it would be a bloodbath. Well, the media evidently has been using the term bloodbath to describe the firings that have gone on at the RNC, as a matter of fact. So you tell me, folks. I mean, you know, what it should we be afraid of the media at this point? Don't answer that. But you know what I mean. The idea is that this kind of language to be used, it is a figure of speech. And but there, remember, there's not only just a two-track justice system in this country. There is a two-track, you know, form of what you can say and what you can't say. You know, Schumer has talked about, as I recall, right? Didn't he say he was going to fight like hell and this kind of thing? And wasn't that when he was talking about the Supreme Court or something like that, if I recall correctly? But words to that effect, I mean, these kinds of idioms, these kinds of figures of speech, you know, it just seems to be, again, you know, it's like, If Trump were to come out and say, you know, we were going to do the rally and we did the rally anyway, even though it was raining cats and dogs. And, you know, I can imagine some folks on different networks, shall we say, might come out and go, President Trump has lost his mind. He believed that dogs and cats were raining down from the sky. I mean, you get the absurdity of it all, right? And so, you know, what do they tell, you know, you're going to go out and do the play or something? What did somebody say? They say, break a leg. They don't really mean that. It's a figure of speech. And that's what Trump was doing. And it's unfortunate because you can have any other politician say anything as long as they're a Democrat and it's no big deal. But if it's Donald Trump, he's now, you know, plunging the country into, you know, hand-to-hand combat, resulting in a bloodbath. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. So ridiculous. Here's an interesting issue, of course, having to do with the economy as well. This from the New York Post. Would you be willing to save a few $100 on a car purchase if the seller seemed squirrely and didn't have title to the car? Unfortunately, and this is under the heading, Joe Biden is once again taking a wrecking ball to America's housing market. In a State of the Union address, Biden proclaimed, my administration is also eliminating title insurance on federally backed mortgages. What could possibly go wrong? The author says. Title insurance protects homeowners against financial loss if there's a defect in the title to their property. Wrecking Ball Benevolence, my phrase in a 2004 Barron's article, says the author, that was quoted in a 2017 federal appeals court decision, leveled the housing sector. As Representative Patrick McHenry, Republican of North Carolina, chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, declared in 2013, rank cronyism, Enron-style accounting, and outright financial fraud made Fannie and Freddie so powerful, unaccountable, that they were able to wreck our economy. Despite the debacles earlier in this century, Team Biden is championing the no clean title, no problem mortgage loans. That's right. Coming to a real estate transaction near you, I guess. Biden policymakers believe they are so smart that they can turbocharge housing demand while removing the guardrails and nothing bad will happen. In parentheses, except Biden's reelection. Yep, you got that right. You got that right. So in lieu of title insurance, the Biden administration will approve granting subsidized mortgages based on attorney opinion letters that assert a lawyer believes someone owns a house. Oh, all right. Well, you know, just buckle up, everybody. Just buckle up. That's all I can, that's the advice we can give you at this point. But we're going to try to sort it out. And we've got Mel listening up in New York. Calling in to the program this morning, and we're going to try to sort it out with Mel. Good morning, Mel. We've got just a little bit of time, but I'm glad you called. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Sal. Thank you for taking my call. These like Fox and CNN, MSLSD, these news stations that are on the television, other than like the old gray lady, the New York Times, and then we'll take the Wall Street Journal. I mean, they're separate because I understand, like, these television stations, they are considered entertainment, not news. They're not, like, they're regulated, I guess, by the, I will say, what, the FCC, whatever bureau that
right.
regulates what a news, like, a newspaper can say. They must speak the truth, where these television shows, they get away because I guess they can lie and get away with it because they're entertainment. They're not regulated in that, regulatory system. So you were talking about what President Trump mentioned about a bloodbath.
Right.
They can twist it and lie about it where a newspaper can't. Am I correct or wrong?
They certainly do try to engineer the narrative on that, and they kind of don't care how they do it. If somebody sues them, they probably think it's the cost of doing business. But, Mel, we're heading out to the break. Thanks for your call. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. All right, Mel in New York, everybody. Thanks for the call. Stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. Well, this is keeping us going here on this Monday morning edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we've been having fun this morning. It's like we always say, you know, that we can't do anything about the fact that it is Monday, but we can make your Monday, you know, start off as good as we possibly can. And if you're just wrapping up your work day, if you've been working overnight in America, well, then, again, that's also part of our job, keep you going through those overnights. And we enjoy doing that very much. And you know something else we enjoy? We enjoy talking with Patrick Hyland. He is host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. And he's also known as the insurance quarterback. And you can hear Patrick, again, right here on AM 860, The Answer, Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time on AM 860, The Answer. So once again, good morning, Patrick. Happy Monday to you.
Hey, Cal. Good morning to you, sir. Good morning to the audience. I hope everybody had a safe and happy weekend and had a good time for St. Patrick's Day. But kept it in check. That's what matters.
Right. So,
and obey your P's and Q's like we talked about Friday. So anyway, Denny Hamlin wins the Cup Spring Race at Bristol Motor Speedway, the Joe Gibbs team. It's funny, Kyle. When you think of Joe Gibbs, at least I do, I think of the Washington back then Redskins and when he won the Super Bowl with them. Great coach. He was at Tampa Bay and told Coach McKay to draft Doug Williams. And that worked out well for Tampa Bay until there was a contract problem. And then Joe's the head coach up in Washington and brings in Doug to be the backup. And then Doug comes in and gets the starting job and takes him to the Super Bowl. So Coach Gibbs, now he's into auto racing. People won't remember his football days if he keeps doing this in auto racing. he had Marty Truex was number two right behind Denny Hamlin. So it was a pretty good day for the Gibbs racing team, to say the least. So anyhow, just wanted to share that with the audience. And then up in the Jacksonville area, Scotty Scheffler, he won the Players' Championship again, back-to-back. First guy to ever win the Players' Championship back-to-back. This guy just came on strong on the final day, shot lights out, and won it.
Wow.
So kudos to him. On the last hole, man, a guy lifted out a putt, Kyle, or they would have gone into overtime. So very cool finish there at the Players' Championship. The PGA likes to call it the fifth major, and I agree. It's just a great golf course. The 17th hole, Kyle, it's just a wild island. It's only about a 135-yard shot, but if you don't hit it precise or the wind's kicking up, a lot of balls are lost in the water. A lot of guys are getting sixes on that hole.
Oh,
these are the best players in the world, man. So that tells you something on a par three. So pretty neat thing.
Yeah. Indeed.
Let's switch gears to March Madness, Kyle.
That's right. It's here. It's upon us.
Yeah, man. For the folks here in the Tampa Bay area, we're still shaking our head. USF Bulls, you know, are top 20, 30 team in the country. Now they lost their conference championship game Saturday. Okay, so, all right, I get it. But I'm not a big fan of this. You automatically get in if you win your conference. I think your whole body of work for the whole year should mean something if you're going to go to the NCAA 64. Now it's 68 because a bunch of play-in games, but I don't know, Kyle. I'm just very logical. I'm very fair. Let's get the best teams out there. Do we want to see a 16 seed that has no chance of beating a one seed, you know, versus a team get knocked out? Because they're not in the conference that won their championship. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just want to see the best 64 teams get out there and play.
Indeed. You don't want things to be lopsided for games, you know. Otherwise, it's no longer as competitive as you might want it to be.
You know, and the good news is with a lot of kids going all over the country now, it's more parity than ever before. But do we want a team that's, you know, 15-15 going in over a team that's 25-10? I don't know about that. Something doesn't make sense to me with that logic. But, you know, and if you play in the, you know, Big West Sky Tech Conference, you know, and you go 15-15, but you won your conference, so you get to play in the 64, and you're going to play number one Duke or UConn. I mean, anything can happen on any given day, but you know, the 16th seed beat the one seed only happened a couple times, and it's only happened in the recent years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we're doing. I just wish we would keep it real. Go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, UConn, evidently, are they favored in this whole thing now? Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're talking Scotty Scheffler going back-to-back. Can UConn go back-to-back? It's possible. The team is that good. That's such a hard thing to do. It really is. But they might be able to pull it off. It'd be exciting to watch. I can tell you that much. The Florida Gators, we'll see how they can do. We're the sister station, AM 860, the answer for Tampa Bay to play the Florida Gators basketball and football games. So a lot of people will be tuning in to see if the Gators, you know, move forward. And, they should. They should easily make it into the top 32. And then, you know, I think depending on the matchup, the Sweet 16, then after that, you know, anything can happen, which I love. So that's going to be the fun part of watching March Madness this year.
Indeed. So. And isn't March the 28th, ultimately that's opening day for baseball. So we're getting really close now.
Oh, yeah, man. We're just a couple weeks away. Matter of fact, you know, they're going to start, Dodgers are going to start this Thursday over in Seas. So we'll see what happens there. It's start the season, kind of a weird twist. But it's fun. Just trying to bring the game more international and more across the world. And I think that's a good thing. But, yeah, it's kind of funny how they're starting the major league season a little early with those clubs. So we'll see. It'll be exciting to see if Ohtani is going to hit the ball like he did last year. Did the Dodgers make the right move?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're going to find out.
And there's no pressure involved in that at all. Nothing. No pressure.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah. To save billions to see if they can win a World Series. So, you know, but we're going to see if they bought it or not this year, Kyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything short of that could be a failure. Even if they win their division, if they make it to the playoffs, if they even get to the World Series, it's going to be a disappointment if they don't win it. Most teams, it's a success just to get into the playoffs, let alone get to the World Series. That's a great year. You know, it's funny in Moneyball, he said Brad Pitt said it perfectly. Only one team wins their last game of the year that matters.
That's right. You know, exactly.
Everybody else, you know, you lose a game and it's over. Or, you know, you win your last game, but you were, you know, 65 and 90, you know, so please. So it doesn't matter in essence. So that's how that all plays out. But it should be exciting, Cal, you know, off Wednesday morning, you know, about the play-in games and some more future and a lot of NFL free agency that went on last week. It's still going on. I mean, it's crazy how things have changed in the landscape of things.
Indeed.
For the NFL. I'm real curious to see how that's going to play out. I know a lot of other people are also. Is your team doing the right thing or aren't they? You know, that's a discussion. A lot more upset with the Bears. They don't think that letting Justin Fields go was the right move. But we'll see. Might be the best thing that happened to that kid. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers learn under Russell Wilson for a couple of years or Mike Tomlin and then turn into something. We'll see if Caleb Williams from your neck of the woods, USC, kid. He'll be the first pick of the Bears, and we'll see if he's going to make it happen. So,
very cool.
It should be fun to watch the draft coming up here, too. So,
yep.
And if I can be of help to anybody out there, Kyle, with their insurance and financial needs, please give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. It's 813-966-1052. If anything's on your mind, you're thinking about anything, you need to save some money, or have any concerns or questions, feel free to call me, 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. We'll go over it together and see if what you have is good enough. And if it is, great. And if it isn't, then we'll get something for you and save you some money. Give me a call, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Cal. Talk to you Wednesday morning, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. Thank you. God bless. We'll talk on Wednesday. Folks, can't believe we come to the end of another program, Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Take care out there.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.